وبركاته. إن شاء الله it will not be long بإذن الله تعالى. I was talking after المغرب, نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم, that the previous nations, they used to have long life. And I narrated that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Adam عليه السلام 1,000 years to live. Nuh alayhi salam spent among his people 950 years. Fir'aun lived 450 years. So, our age is between 60 and 70. Half of this life is night. If we sleep every day 8 hours for 60 years, this is 20 years sleeping. If we work 8 hours for 60 years, this is another 20 years working. So I promised the brothers to tell you hadith that Imam Abu Zur'ah rahimahullah, he said this is the highest hadith in the sunnah, gives you virtue a'mal. If the person does 5 things in the day of Jum'ah, 5 conditions, and pay attention to it. When he's walking to the masjid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will count for him every step towards the masjid 1 year of ibadah. He fasts the days and he makes qiyamul layl. Sama naharaha wa qama laylaha. Imagine between your house to the masjid 1,000 steps. This is 1,000 years of ibadah added to your account. Worth it or not worth it? Imagine, ya ikhwan, if there is company will give me or will give you with every step $100. Wallahi, I will try to find the farthest masjid in Canada and I will walk to it. I will walk 10 miles. It's worth it because every step, $100. 100 steps, mashallah, $10,000. Wallahi, this is worth it. Even I'll take my children with me. What is these 5 conditions, ya ikhwan? How many of you wants to listen to hear the 5 conditions? Raise your hands. You see, some people, they are not interested. Some. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about the day of Jum'ah. قَالَ مَنْ غَسَّلَ وَغْتَسَلْ. Whosoever غَسَّلَ, in Arabic language, the Arabic language, so beautiful language, it gives you the meaning in direct. غَسَّلَ means made the ghusl wajib on somebody. Means, the first meaning means whosoever slept with his wife. Means cause her janaba. مَنْ غَسَّلَ means مَنْ أَوْجَبَ الْغُسْلَ عَلَى أَحَدٍ وَاغْتَسَلْ he himself. This is the first meaning. The second meaning, in Arabic language, when you stress the word, means perfect. We say, this man is najjar, means, mashallah, carpenter, means very good. Laham means, mashallah, butcher, but he's very good. So when you stress the word, means perfect. So from this hadith, whosoever takes perfect shower, not regular shower in the day of Jum'ah, perfect shower. This is the first condition, perfect shower. Second condition, وَبَكَّرَ وَبْتَكَرَ. He comes early, early to the masjid. Early, early. The Jumu'ah here at 1 p.m. If you see somebody 9 a.m. in the morning in front of the masjid, what do you feel? What do you feel? What do you think? Brother, do you have a problem? Your wife kicked you out of the house? Right? Something not normal these days. To see somebody very early in front of the masjid, not normal. Right? Nowadays, the people, they ask the imam, what time is the iqamah? Then he comes before the end of the khutbah, 5 minutes. We should know, ya ikhwan, there is angels on the doors of the masajid. They are writing who came first, who second, who third, fourth, five. And they write your name, your father's name. And the moment the imam stands on the member to say, inna alhamdulillah, they stop and they listen to a dhikr. This is what Rasulullah said. This. And you should know that your closeness to the Imam in the day of Jum'ah, this is your position in the day of judgment towards Allah. If you want to be so close to Allah in the day of judgment, be close to the Imam here. So the second condition, وَبَكَّرَ وَابْتَكَرَ, he comes early, early. The third condition, قَالَ مَنْ غَسَّلَ وَاغْتَسَلْ وَبَكَّرَ وَابْتَكَرْ وَمَشَى وَلَمْ يَرْكَبْ. He walked, he did not ride. But this is not possible sometimes. People, they are 20 miles from the masjid. What should we do? You know, the least, put your car the farthest from the masjid in the parking lot. And from your car to towards the door of the masjid, 200 steps, mashallah, 200 years of ibadah. Every month, 800 years of ibadah. MashaAllah, that's, if you do it for 10 years, 8,000 years of ibadah. MashaAllah, more than Qawm Nuh, alayhi salam. Kala, man ghassala wa aghtasal, wa bakkara wa abtakar wa masha, wa lam yarkab, wa qarraba wa aqtarab. And he come close to the Imam. Now the people, when they come to the Jum'ah, or to any salawat, he try to be the farthest from the Imam. You know why? Because he wants to put his back. He wants to relax. You see? He wants to be away from the Imam. No, come close to the Imam. This is fourth condition. The fifth condition, قَالَ وَأَنْصَتَ وَلَمْ يَلْغُ. He was listening, not talking. What's the reward of the person? Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَهُ. Allah writes for him. Every step towards the masjid, 1 year of ibadah, صَامَ نَهَارَهَا وَقَامَ لَيْلَهَا. He fasted the days of that year and he made قِيَامُ اللَّيْل for that year. Can you imagine, ya ikhwan? So try to do these five conditions. We are here, ya ikhwan, Human Necessity Foundation. We talk about our mission.